Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
The next chat that we're about to have, I'm really looking forward to because I think it's something that's not spoken about enough in our society. And there's two men who are working to kind of change that, and that's men's mental health. And tonight in Shep at the Deck, the Man Enough movement is having a little function for the men of the GV and their partners if they'd like to come. So we thought we'd get the two guys that run the show, Julian and Robbie, on to have a chat about it. Hi, guys. Welcome. Oh, I should probably put your mics on. That'd be a good start, wouldn't it? There you go. Welcome.
Just yell louder. Thank you so much for having us.
We're true experts in here. We could all share a mic if we have
to. Yeah, you just gather around.
Mics are close.
Old school Friday campfire morning. Stuff. No, thank you so much for having us.
So you guys are from the Happiness Co. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Happiness Co is, a social enterprise, mm-hmm. Working on the tools and the resources to help people overcome their challenges. So not just men. Mm-hmm. But Man Enough is purely based around, suicide prevention. With resourcefulness, which is the tools to overcome men's challenges, built by men, real stories, real problems, but the key being action over awareness. Mm-hmm. I think we all have an understanding of how bad mental health is for men. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of awareness around that. So we're just trying to build tools for action. So just get out there and get some done, and taking action is the first step.
Now, Julian, you've got quite a powerful story. Are you happy to share how this all came about with the Golden Valley?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think to give some context, it's powerful. So I lost my father to suicide on my 21st birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And that really changes you. It changes the way you see people, you see the world, but ultimately how you see yourself. And you kind of lose your identity in that.
Mm.
Because how do you feel? How do you cope? You never get to say goodbye. And for anyone listening that's lost anyone through accidents or sickness or to suicide, grief is a real challenging emotion. And how you deal with that matters. And I always say pain is real and suffering's a choice. And for me personally, the pain that I had felt from losing my father made me choose choices and decisions that caused me a lot of suffering.
Mm.
So a lot of what we do here at Man Enough is now is trying to intervene a little earlier. So pain will come. Everyone's going to experience some kind of heartache and heartbreak in their life. But mm-hmm. if we can stop them making bad choices, maybe they don't have to destroy their life as much as I did on the way.
Mm, but it's never too late regardless, is it? Ever?
No, never too late. I went through a really bad spill there for about 3 to 4 years. But, I took that pain and made it my purpose and my sadness and my strength. And I always say that it's not my fault that my dad killed himself, but it's damn well sure my responsibility how I take that pain and make a life for myself. So for any man here listening, or woman, that, you know what, you can't always decide what happens to you in life, but you still get a fundamental choice of what you do and how you move forward.
Mm. Good and one. Powerful message.
Yeah, 100%. How do you suggest going about, if people are dealing with stuff and, really struggling just with life on a day-to-day basis, what are some kind of tools that you suggest putting in place to overcome the emotion and overcome the hardship?
Yeah, I think the first one is the vulnerability to share. I think vulnerability inspires vulnerability. So the first thing is that awareness precedes change. So you have to have awareness of the problem first. So speaking with your friends and family or someone that you can try and have a bit of a self-audit about what's going wrong in your life. And then, as I said, the first step is doing something. And every single day, most people don't know this, you have about 60,000 thoughts. So 60,000 thoughts, a lot.
Wow.
And about 30,000 decisions that you make every single day of your life. So we just say focus on five.
Mm-hmm.
Five, keep it simple, and five decisions purely based around you. So if you think about consciousness, that's about being awake. And most people, and you'll see them, are asleep living their life. They
it's
are
true,
literally
yeah.
asleep, and they settle for just what they have when they can have so much more than just this. If they was to focus on simple choices.
Mm-hmm. Like, sure. deciding to eat healthy or,
Absolutely,
like, is
yeah.
that the type of stuff?
Yeah, I say get to have to.
Yeah.
So think about a relationship. Like once upon a time, you got to go on the date. You got to message her all day long. You got to spend time and give her your attention. Now it's like I have to, and you roll over in the morning, she's still there. It's like it becomes a chore.
Mm-hmm.
But only when you choose to do something, you change the way you look at something, what you look at changes. And for me personally, I used to wake up in the morning and hate the person I became because of what had happened to me and then the choices I made.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to start changing the way I saw myself again.
Yep.
To start to see kindness, love, compassion, because anyone that goes through any kind of emotional trauma, you start to close up and start to become hard because that's what life does.
Now, Robbie, you guys have been touring everywhere, spreading this amazing message. How many lives are you seeing change every day?
Well, our target is 10 million in 10 years.
Good.
So that's impacted lives. We're a fair chunk into that after about, 16 months now of existence. Won a couple of awards along the way, and like you said, mate, the main thing is we get to touch different lives all the time.
And you are seeing some lives, like, as you go? It's all
every single day. And this is probably the reason that I moved from a job that I was in to work with the Co. It's really about the impact that it has in the individual programs, corporate, school, on people that are really struggling and probably not always at the sort of red end of the scale. You know, it could be that you just want to be happier. Mm-hmm. But the impact that it makes is incredible. And I just awesome. Implore anyone that's struggling out there to either check us out or check out some referral services, because there's so much out there for you and you're not on your own.
Mm. Yeah. Speaking of which, you guys are having an event at the Deck in Shep tonight. Tell us about that.
We're in Namurka last night. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did.
I got chastised last night. It was really fun last night. We had quite a few in the room, and tonight we're hoping to bump that number up again at the Deck. We kick off at 6:30, mm-hmm. Go through till about 8:30, so not long. If you can't spare 2 hours for yourself, then you know, make it happen. We'll be basically taking everyone through what we do around the whole of the Co, and specifically with men, but men and women. We had kids last night there as well, and it was awesome. So.
Yeah, can't wait. Ellie and I'm definitely going down. Yeah. You're going to come along as well?
Yeah, 100%. And also, do you guys know there's 3 for $20 espresso martinis at the Deck tonight? So,
well, now I'm definitely going.
All night.
Yeah, so boys, make sure you bring your mates. And girls, if you're listening as well, bring your men as well, because this is a message you can't miss. It doesn't come to Shep too often. Mm. The Deck, 6:30, make sure you get there. We're going to be there. It's a powerful message, and we should spread it some more, shouldn't we, boys?
It is. And it will be fun. It's not all serious doom and gloom. It is really fun, and that's why we resonate. So
yeah, exactly. And it is an important message. You know, we all do need to talk more, and especially in regards to men, which is what the Man Enough movement's all about.
100%.
You know, because there is this stigma around it. And just get out there, talk to each other, boys.
Look forward to finding some more about it tonight, boys. But keep changing lives. You're doing a great thing, and keep up the good work.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.